smoke?
Oh, thank you.
Is that D.W. Griffin?
Yes. He made the Birth of a Nation.
Now I want to ask you a question.
Fire ahead.
When you made the Birth of a Nation, you feel as though it were true?
The Klan at that time was needed and served a purpose. Yes, I think it's true.
President Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States, the son of Confederate sympathizers, struggles with an escalating war in Europe. A woman's right to vote. And a country still recovering from a devastating civil war. While in the throes of his attempt to create the League of Nations in 1915, Woodrow Wilson saw a very different vision for the internal political situation in America than he did with his international idealism. The League of Nations was an attempt to foster what he called an organization to end all wars. To premiere his vision, he invited his close friend and fellow Confederate son, D.W. Griffin, to screen The Birth of a Nation at the White House, making it the first film to play there in American history. The Birth of a Nation set the tone for how film portrayed history. It still fuels the debate about how much progress has or hasn't occurred, its impact on society, and whether such a film should have ever been made. In modern 21st century America, a world of red states and blue states, The Birth of a Nation hangs as a specter over the political process. Ultimately, The Birth of a Nation is about conflict. It shows us controversy and a deep ignorance of history in the form of a film once described by Woodrow Wilson as writing history with lightning. There was something in the tradition of America's first pop culture phenomenon, the minstrel show, showing multiple ideas about American identity, and set the tone for the 21st century's revisionist landscape, where media and the absence or presence of a story in that media could set off a war, or could literally create a vision of democracy rising in the deserts of another foreign occupied nation. The Rebirth of a Nation looks at Griffith's vision of America tied together with never-before-seen close-ups and innovative techniques, and turns them on themselves to make a film from the viewpoint of DJ culture. The turntable moves to become the projector. The projector becomes the multimedia file. And all of those things look back through history as a digital media where stories can be made as we go. The Rebirth of a Nation is a DJ mix applied to cinema. It's been said that those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. But what happens if we break the cycle?
But as Pontius Pilate said, truth, what is the truth?